Here's a thought I'll title, Time to Get Off the Stage. I'm a baby boomer. My generation invented rock and roll music. And I suspect, like most of you or many of you, I'm sort of vicariously proud of that. I still, after all these years, listen to rock and roll music along with all the other kinds of music I enjoy, but rock and roll is probably the center of my musical appreciation. I must admit, however, that it's time that some of my favorites need to get off the stage and enjoy their retirement. The fires of creativity still burn, but the remaining embers are a dim glow, and an off-key one at that. It's sort of sad to see so many of our heroes succumb to the inevitability of age. But doesn't that apply to us, too? I wonder if we photographers need to take an honest look at ourselves and ask that question, is it time for us to get off the stage? I think there is a time to retire our cameras, but will we recognize it when it's our turn? I've told the story before of visiting Oliver Galliani, and he was so excited. He was in his late 80s, I think, and he was so excited about a new project he was working on, a book project of his work from a recent trip to Italy. And he showed me a whole bunch of 8x10 images, and every one of them was out of focus, and he didn't know it. His eyesight was such that to him, all of his images looked great. And I couldn't quite tell whether or not they were slightly out of focus from the camera or slightly out of focus from the enlarger, whatever it was, they just weren't great. And that was the first time I really recognized the truth that aging will eventually catch up with all of us photographers. I had this conversation once with Chris Burkett, too. He was a young man at the time, probably in his 40s, and he said sort of offhandedly that part of the reason he was so motivated to work so hard at his photography was that he recognized he wouldn't be able to do it forever because eventually his eyesight would fail. And I thought, being in my 30s, yeah, well, that's never going to happen. But of course it does. And at some point in time, all of us will find ourselves in a situation where we physically just can't do the photography of our youth. Technology can help. I mean, autofocus has saved many a picture in my life. And I'm glad I don't have to focus on a ground glass with a loop anymore. You've probably heard me say for years now that one of the primary characteristics of a camera that I won't live without is a fully articulating LCD view screen. I need that. Well, my aging knees need that. So I forge on. Like Oliver Galliani, maybe I don't know what I don't know about what I'm producing these days. It's not a bad idea to find someone young with eagle-like eyes who can tell us when our images are no longer working. I remember a story about Ansel Adams. I think I heard this from John Sexton, but I'm not absolutely certain. So, John, if this wasn't you, I apologize. But Ansel Adams, later in his life, started making prints that were more and more contrasty. It turns out he had cataracts. Having had cataracts and cataract surgery in both of my eyes, I know exactly what he was dealing with. When you get cataracts, things don't look as contrasty, and blacks don't look as black. That's one of the effects of cataracts. So he kept increasing the contrast of his image until somebody, maybe it was Sexton, I don't know, said, you know, this is what's happening. And I'll bet Ansel Adams was very grateful for that honest feedback. I don't know if he had cataract surgery, but as one who has had, I know how concerning it can be. That's what I say. Maybe we need friends, peers, loved ones, someone who cares about us to tell us when maybe we need to think about getting off the stage. Maybe our time is done. It's a difficult conversation. It's like telling our aging parents that they need to give up driving. Boy, that's an uncomfortable conversation. I remember it well. But the same can be said for us photographers and the excellence we strive for in our photographs that may elude us or become more complicated as we get older.
Copyright 2026, Lenswork Publishing.